This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Get up. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm just not sure how I feel about this on the face of it.
It's complicated.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels like the word that comes to mind is tentacles. In my mind, I'm thinking about, you know, when they show you those pictures of nerve endings and everything's all just tangled up and weird, and you don't know where one starts and the other one begins, and this is just... I'm pretty sure I'm on your side, Brittany, but I'm not sure what can be done. So I guess just tell the story. Hi, by the way, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. I think we're as confused as anybody else
yeah.
is about to be. Your ex has a tattoo.
He does, right on his chest, right emblazoned across his chest.
And what does that tattoo say?
It's his ex's name.
Well,
which
but what name is it?
Well, that also, it also happens to be Brittany, which is my name.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
So,
who could have known?
So anyway, how long have you guys been together?
It's been a little bit over a year. And, you know, we didn't mean for this to happen, but it did. Just a coincidence.
The two of you?
Yeah, of course.
And the fact that you share the same name as his ex?
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's not like he meant to fall in love with me, but you know, we fell in love. We did.
Well, Brittany's a very common name, too. Like,
and let's be honest, who doesn't fall in love with you? Please.
I'm in love with you right now.
Yes, we're all falling hard and fast right now. It is spelled the same, though, right? It's what
it is.
Kayla just said?
Yep, exactly the same. I see it, and it's just like, am I the replacement, Brittany? What's going on here?
Oh, that's such a terrible feeling.
Right?
Yeah, and every time he doesn't have a shirt on, it's right there in the middle of his chest. Brittany.
Ex-girlfriend Brittany.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wasn't the first.
Yeah, it might as well just say that. Ex-girlfriend Brittany. Like in freaking neon. So, okay. So, everybody, you said in the email that your friends think it's sweet?
They do. They're like, hey, who cares what it means? Like, it's your name and you guys are together and it's cute but it's like, that's not me. I know he didn't get that for me. All I can see is her.
Right. So you've spoken to him, I assume.
Of course. We've talked about this at length.
What have you suggested? I mean.
Well, it's like, I don't want him to have to get it removed. It's his chest. Like, that would look awful. It would look weird. But, like, you know, maybe we could just add to it a little bit to make it our own, to make it mine, really, you know? Like, I just want it to be mine. Like, come on, babe, get my last initial, put my middle name, just something.
So what's the hang-up? No, this makes perfect sense. So what's the hang-up?
Okay, are you ready for this?
No. I don't think so. Yeah, because this makes too much sense. What's the issue?
Right? Like I said, babe, just get Marie, Brittany Marie, that's my middle name, and he thinks that there's a tattoo jinx, and he doesn't want to add my name to it.
That is a viable excuse. There is a known tattoo jinx. You never get your girlfriend's name on your body because she'll end up being an ex, which is true in this case already.
Yeah.
You believe it too? Really?
Jinx, we have talked about this at length before.
Yeah.
I've always believed in the tattoo jinx.
I Do I believe in the tattoo jinx? No. Do we strenuously advise against people tattooing other people's names on their body? Yes.
Yes.
But I know Spence believes in tattoo jinx.
Yeah, it's total tattoo jinx. The minute you get your girl tattoo on you, you will break up. It's like, it's in fact proven to be within 90 days.
But that's what he thinks too. And this is the one part where he was like, he was really cute and really sweet. He was like, I don't want to lose you too. It already happened with my ex. And I'm like, oh yeah, great. So you regret that tattoo because you're your ex? Great.
So the only other option then is you got to turn it into a dolphin. I mean, that's all you can do.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's a really good idea. Like getting it covered.
Of your chest.
Oh, I think if he really loved you, Brittany, he'd turn it into a dolphin.
I guess a dolphin would be better.
No.
You know, like, how big is it? Like a couple of inches, or is this like massive?
Yeah, because in my head, this is, it's like, you know how it says Running Rebels on the jerseys?
Yeah.
It's like that. You know what I mean? It's like how Tupac had Thug Life across his stomach.
Well, I know it's about the size of my hand, because when we're in bed together, sometimes I'll just like put my hand up there.
And maybe so that's
like
the answer.
Big.
Maybe that's the answer from now on.
Disguise it.
That's
my shoulder's getting strong from it.
Right. You have to use both hands. Wow.
Well, you got to think that's at least a little sweet that he doesn't. The jinx theory is actually sweet in itself. Does that make sense? It's very sweet that he doesn't want to get Marie on there because he doesn't want to ruin your relationship.
Does he also believe that if he tattoos over it, that if he tries to alter it, then it, you know, turns it into Britannia forever, or, you know, or whatever. Does he believe that if he gets a tattoo on your behalf to cover it, that he'll lose you, that the tattoo jinx is still in play?
You know, I'm not totally sure. I'd have to like specifically ask him. I think that mostly it's just like, that would be a lot. Oh, it's like, it's decently big. Like, that would be a lot to do.
It'd be a lot. I get that too.
See, I feel like if you got the tattoo over top of it, I still would know that it says Brittany under there. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't matter how well you disguise it.
True.
Would just know.
Even if you cover it, you know that Brittany is that if you peeled off the layer, you know, in theory.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it like the U.S. government and redact it? That would be awesome.
You still know it says Brittany under there.
Shoot.
I hear you. I hear you, but then it's just a big black bar.
Yes.
My God.
Wow. It's like a barcode. You can scan them at the grocery store.
Yeah, and if you scan it, it's, you know what it says? Brittany. That's what sucks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this is a tough spot. It really is. Well, thank you for sharing. I don't know that we'll put it out there, see what comes up.
Thanks. Yeah.
Have a great day.
Oh, it really bothers me. And I want to go, and I really want to say to you, Brittany, let it go, but I know... In saying that to a female, like my wife, for instance, that just gets me punched in the face. So,
yeah. And that's like telling you, relax.
Yeah.
Tell Spence. Yeah. As you know, Brittany, tell Spence. Yeah. Just relax. Oh, don't worry about it, buddy. It's okay. What?
I lose my mind.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Well, don't be mad. What? We're trying to help. We're trying to help. Have a good day.
You too.
You're the best. Well, don't be sad. Yeah, I don't know. Because if he's worried about
the tattoo jinx, I think that's legit.
I don't know. It's silly. I think you've got to be willing to, take that on to make her happy. Or you're going to lose her anyway.
That's a good point.
Or at some point, you're going to lose her anyway.
I'm not a big tattoo person, though. So I'm a little bit biased in this, that I go, tattoos aren't going to help you. Don't get the tattoo.
He's already got the tattoo. Yeah.
I know. But to like add on to it, it's just adding fuel to the fire for me. Because
In what way?
I don't think that... getting the name is going to satisfy her in the long run, because she's still going to, even if it says Brittany Marie, she's still going to know that Brittany was already there, and Brittany staked her claim
on
her man.
So then she needs to deal with it.
Yeah.
She needs to just figure it out.
It's like a temporary fix. Like, she'll go, okay, do this, and then she'll see it, and she'll still go.
It still says Brittany.
Yeah,
Is this the same as if you have just, if you have old pictures of your ex, you and your ex around? Well, it's the only time I ever went to the Empire State Building. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's not about me and her. It's about the Empire State Building. Well, no, they'd lose their mind.
Yeah. It's kind of the same. Except a bit more permanent.
waking you. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
I can't come up with the answer. Brittany and her boyfriend have been together about a year. He's got a tattoo on his chest that says Brittany. Yay! And
okay.
it's her name. Yay! Brittany! Yeah, tattooed on his chest. Different Brittany. Spelled the same.
Yeah, had it before he met this Brittany.
She worries that she's just replacement Brittany. Backup Brittany.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Terry, you went through the same thing. Or you're currently in the same thing. Why are people not hearing us today?
I don't know.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Terry, you're going through the same thing.
Yes. So I've actually been with my girlfriend for 13 years now, and when we first met, she had a tattoo that said my name on it, and I literally just had to think of it as it was like fate, like she was meant to be with me. She just happened to have a girlfriend with that name at the wrong time.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's a smart way to look at it. Like, yeah, like, yeah,
it was soulmate. We're soulmate.
Finish your thoughts, man.
The stars above was supposed to have that tattoo on her, not for the girl she was with, but her free future.
And just a reminder of the bad decision before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For them. Thank you, Terry. So everything's good now. How long have you been together? This is so weird. When we want to talk to Terry, we couldn't talk to her. When Spence is trying to talk. It was so weird. Dawn, you're kind of in the same spot right now as well.
Well, he doesn't have my name. He has someone else's name on him.
Okay.
And he's had it for 16 years, and I'm not going to change him. We've been together for 15 years. Everybody has a past.
So does it bother you when you see that name?
No.
So basically your advice to Brittany would be you just have to get over it.
Well, I mean, she has to have a past that he might not, you know, particularly like.
Ooh.
And everybody has a past.
How about this? What if she goes and gets her ex-boyfriend's name tattooed on her chest?
No,
that'll show him.
That would just be spite, though. That would just be wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
You know what? No, that's a really good point, though. I was thinking about it. You live your life on Facebook, basically. I mean, a lot of people do. And guaranteed, there's probably photos up of him and his ex, Brittany, on there somewhere. So it's kind of along the same lines. I know this is much more permanent. It's on your body. It's there. But you're telling me that there's not some sort of photo that popped up in their past history that's sitting there haunting you?
Our buddy Ellen is getting rid of Snap because, well, I guess this doesn't make your point, but our buddy Ellen is getting rid of Snap because of the new Snap application,
update.
The update. Not just because of that, but because the new update makes her ex's story show up in, what's the thing where it says, do you want to follow this person? And then whatever
like
that
suggested
is.
Suggested follows
yeah,
or whatever.
Suggested
yeah.
Whatever that is. Anyway, she said it keeps showing up over and over and over. So she's going to get rid of Snap.
Oh, man.
Over it. So I don't know if that makes your point, but I guess maybe it is. It is such a thing that maybe he really does need to do something.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want him to do something other than add her name.
Right.
Then the point has also been brought up. When does it end? Because even if he turns it into Brittany Marie, and then it's going to be off center, which is going to bug me and my OCD, even though I don't know this guy.
Yeah, and he's not running around your house topless.
That you know of.
Right.
But just knowing that it's out there will bother me, that it'll be off center. I don't know. Natalie, the jinx is not real. We need to stop with this.
I totally agree. It's not real.
Okay. Continue.
My husband has had my name on him for 22 years. I have his name on me twice for 20 years. We both have our initials on our wedding finger, and we're getting ready to celebrate our 25-year anniversary.
Dave, the shoe's going to drop, kid. Shit's coming.
You said 90 days.
Uh-oh. I did say that.
I may or may not
have made that up. I meant to say 23 years.
Well, nothing is an absolute.
No, of course not.
Nothing is an absolute.
It's not. It all depends on if you believe in it or not. And here, we didn't believe in it, so he went, his first tattoo was of my name with our first child. And then I went ahead and got his name in a tramp stamp and then also on my leg.
So
but it's okay for happens. I'm safe because my firstborn is also that name.
I realized that we're telling, these are great stories.
Yeah.
They're really great stories. How are we helping Brittany?
Brittany, I think what she just needs to do is get her little, like add like a little flower to it, her favorite flower or something to it, just something that's there that symbolizes her.
Right. But her,
you know,
her point and the thing that I think that at least Kayla and I have kind of leaned towards, if I'm understanding the look in Kayla's eyes, that she'll never forget that that's not her.
Even if she adds on to it, she's never going to, it could be, he could get an entire chest piece of her face and Brittany in the middle, and she'd still see Brittany as the old Brittany.
A big black cross then across the name.
Yeah, redacted.
But like we said, then she'll know that it's underneath it. And then at that point, is that her problem?
Well, he can always wear a shirt. 24/7.
Forever.
Solutions. She's got solutions. I think you said it right there, Chet. It's her problem. It really is. She's not going
to
be happy no matter.
She's got to come to terms. Yeah, she's got to come to terms. I mean, it's his past. Maybe change the colors that's in the tattoo or something to make it towards her if she wants to be fine with that. If not, then you know what? It was his past. He did it a long time ago, she's now in the picture.
He believes in the jinx. He thinks that if he tattoos anything on his body for her, maybe the two of them just got to come to an agreement.
Well, if he really loves her the way that she claims that they're in love and he doesn't want to jinx it and he really, really cares about her, then he needs to go get the tattoo removed for her sake because it bothers her.
Or if she really loves him as much as she says to love him, maybe she grows up and gets over it.
Yeah.
Here's the question for you. If he believes in the jinx, why did he get it in the first place?
He believes now.
He believes now because
he lost the other one.
Oh, okay.
It's a mess. I told you. You know what? I've never said this before, Natalie, but are you ready for this?
Okay.
They need to break up. They just need to, you know, there's no hope. There's no hope for them.
Yes.
Break up. It's over. In fact, you know what?
If it's bothering you that much, yeah.
Yes.
I would say, move on.
Get Brittany and Brittany's boyfriend on the phone right now, Davey, and we're going to break up. We're going to break them up for them.
Okay.
Get them back here. We'll just take
we'll do some counseling for him.
No.
That's what
forget,
we'll do.
No, forget counseling. It's never going to work. Break up. Find somebody else.
Solution.
Solution.
Done.
That's the only actual solution that we have. We've never gone to that before. But either they're going to have to deal or they just need to break up.
Yes.
Don't they? And we're out of time.
He shouldn't find another Britney. That's it.
Yeah,
don't find another Britney.
No. Never, and do something about that thing on your chest. Just do something.
Exactly.
All right, we have to go. We're out of time. Bye, Natalie.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Let's go, go, go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
What would you do? What would you do? It is very dramatic.
Yeah.
So, this buddy of ours was approached by his brother to donate his swimmers so they could have a baby.
All right, cool.
They are unable to.
Yep.
More specifically, his brother is unable to. They have determined.
Yeah.
So he's all about it. Yeah, he's my, you know, our buddy is like, yeah, I'm all about it. It's my brother. Sure. It's my brother.
You do for family.
I'll help out. They don't have any kids yet. So his wife is like, no, I don't want you to do this. You may ask why.
Why?
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Took me a second.
Duh. Well, his wife thinks, if I got this straight, his wife thinks it would be too weird. For all the same reasons that the brother wants him, because he's like, you and I obviously were brothers. They're like a year and a half apart. It was like one right after the other.
Sure.
Because we're totally alike. We might as well be twins. This would be as close as I could get to having my own child.
That makes sense.
To having my own son, having my own daughter. That's exactly the problem the wife has with it. She's like, oh my God, we see your brother all the time. I would never be able to get past the, kind of like earlier with this tattoo deal, where the where Brittany can't get past the other. Earlier we talked to a girl named Brittany whose boyfriend has the name Brittany tattooed on his chest. The only problem is he's dated two Britneys in a row, and she can't get past the idea that that's somebody else's name on his chest, even though it's still her name.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same idea for this guy's wife, that she's like, I will never get past the idea that that is the product of that. That's your kid.
Yeah.
It's tough.
That's your kid. And we don't have a kid.
That's the biggest thing. They don't have a kid yet.
We don't have a kid.
I didn't know that part.
We don't have a kid. So you need to give them a kid. And for whatever reason, their life, they're, you know, and they want to wait for a minute. But his brother wants to have a baby now. So he's down. She is not. What do you do? Where's the music?
What do you do?
Hang on, where's the music? But seriously, first blush, Kayla. First thought. Just first thing that pops into your head.
I know it's going to be the unpopular opinion, but you do for family. So you do it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do? And I'm squinting my left eye. So I'm squinting my left eyeball. Just so you know that it's serious. What do you do? 702-364-9898. So you say...
Yep. I mean, I have my reasoning behind it.
Family first over your wife?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Man, I'm getting into stuff right now that I probably shouldn't. My mother always felt that my father put his mother before her, and it led to the demise of their relationship. And I think my mom resented my dad for it. I gotta be honest, if you ever met those two people, I don't know how they ever got to get even on my
place.
On my mother's deathbed, I said, okay, now's the time to tell me. Was I an accident? Are you sure? Because I don't understand how those two people were ever together in the first place.
One drunk night in Cabo.
Bam. That's well, or Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, or where, you know, wherever. But no, and that's what I truly believed. So that part, But my mom always thought that my dad put his mother ahead of her. And that was a mess. And she always told me, she said, yes, I know you love me. I know you do. But you should, if and when you get married, your wife comes first.
I get it.
And I just raised my two hands in the air at Kayla.
Along with that, I have a couple other, points that this actually might be a good thing.
Other thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. So you, again, you would tell him to go ahead and essentially father his brother's child.
Yes.
That they will see all the time. That his wife is against him doing.
I would encourage that, yes.
Okay. No good. The baby that they're going to see every day.
That looks just like her husband.
Oh, my God. That looks just like her husband.
No, and worse than that.
Assuming that the brothers probably look alike, too.
Worse than that, has the same expressions on his little kid face that her husband has and reminds her of him.
But that are different from the kid, you know, the guy that he's calling daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And then if you do it, when do you tell the kid?
You never tell the
kid. Oh, my God. Yeah, do you ever tell the kid? Oh, you have to tell the kid. It comes out eventually.
Yeah.
You have to tell the kid. What do you do? 702-364-9898. No, really. What do you do? Will you call us now?
Hey, this is the Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
25 minutes out for another code. What? Let me start over. 25 minutes out from another code word for the Big Fat Bride.
Okay.
Another chance for you to win $1,000. Right about 8:30. What would you do? What would you do? See if I get squinty with my left eyeball. You can tell I'm actually straining with every word. What would you do? I'm tortured by the thought of it.
You look very Clint Eastwood there.
Very much a method actor. Very much a method actor. Sure. But Kayla, you say, so the story is that a buddy of ours, his brother, and they're only like a year, I mean like year and a half max
apart. Yeah.
Like they had one baby, let's have another. As soon as they were able to, they, wham, let's have another. And because they wanted the boys to grow up together. So they're best friends. They really are. And they're twinish. Spence, wouldn't you say, I mean, honestly, you look at one and you see the other, and every once in a while you call the one, yeah.
They're slightly different looking, but they're obviously brothers.
Yeah, very much brothers.
They even have the same softball swing. Which you may not pick up on, but I do.
Yep, it's true. Drink the same beer. All of that. That's funny, same softball swing, you're so right. So the one brother, the elder, cannot, for whatever reason, is not able to father a child. They have asked the younger brother, who's the guy that we're closer with, asked the younger brother if he, you know, how about a little help? And
why are you swimmers?
Yeah, could we borrow a cup? So he said yes. He's interested. I don't know if he ever actually came out and said yes, but he wants to do it. His wife is like, no. Do I want to help your brother? Sure. They can find somebody else. The older brother wants his younger brother to do it because that is the next best thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Looks, personality, all of that stuff. That is exactly the reason that the potential donor's wife does not want him to do it because it's too close and they don't have kids yet.
And seeing that child every single day. Yep.
A lot. They see each other. They're together a lot. It's kind of like when we go, you know, like when we go out in public and whenever I, you know, if I go somewhere, somebody always asks, hey, where's Kayla? She's probably at her house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, where's Spence? But it's kind of the same way with those two. They're always together.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do? And Kayla, you say you side with the brother.
I would donate. If I was him, I would do it. I would, because if you do for family and also health reasons, like if, God forbid, later on they go to have a kid or whatever and they need something, think about the advantages to that. Like your cousin,
like
technically
kidney.
Is like your brother a little bit. So you can, yeah, like you do kidneys. There's a whole lot of advantages to this.
Blood transfusions, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bone marrow, if you need that.
Jenny, what side are you on here?
You know, I'm with Kayla. Like, I agree, like, about the health benefit factor and, you know, the fact that you're going to be giving your family a gift that keeps on giving or taking, from my experience. But, you know, you're going to give them a gift that can never be replaced or can never be topped. Like, I don't understand the wife's point of view because, in my opinion, you know, when it comes to humanity and love, when you love somebody, you love all entities of their family, and helping them should be your main priority.
I think
go
ahead, finish. No, finish.
Just the fact that she's so competitively aware that they're going to have a kid before her and her husband will have it because of his donation is a little off-putting because that's kind of immature, you know? Like, oh, they're going to have a kid first. It's going to look like you. Like, I would love to see extensions of my boyfriend or husband through our family members if we could help them in that way. Why would it annoy her so much?
I totally feel shamed for the idea that I don't think he should do it. Your point was so well made that I feel ashamed that I don't agree with you. But I just think
in society we've become boxed in and comfortable within our own little families and units, that branching out and helping in unorthodox ways kind of blows people's minds. But that's where we've lost as a society, is not being humane in that manner. So the most humane thing, such as this, is giving yourself or a part of yourself to somebody, is just a true testament of being a human being, I think, you know?
No, understood. And very well said. I just think whatever reason to have the other side of that, so that everybody else doesn't feel shamed if they don't agree with Jenny. If his wife is this goes back to what we say a lot of times. If his wife is uncomfortable with that, he should be. I think your wife comes first. Your wife comes ahead of the rest of those people.
Maybe he should explain to her that this is somewhat flattering. Like her brother-in-law picked him to do this. He wants his brother's sperm because guess what? I know it sounds really weird when you say it out loud. I'm like, oh, he
you
wants
say
that.
It like that.
Let's say they were going to do a random, if you were going to go and you were going to do a random donor, they have bios written up on these people that like, oh, he's a lawyer and he's got a full head of hair at the age of 75 or whatever. Sure. You know what I mean? Like they have these bios written down. So you know the redeemable qualities about your brother, and they choose him above everybody else.
We got to jump through these really quick. Hey, Mary.
Hey.
Hey, what do you think?
No. Depending how long they're married. If it's a new marriage, he really needs to respect his wife. Now, if the wife, if they've been married for like, you know, 10 years and the wife is like, no, we're still going to wait, then they really need to have a conversation. But if the brother, the younger brother, is a yes person, like my fiance, like anyone asks him anything, yes, sure, yes, then they only asked him because they pretty much thought they had it in the bag,
so to speak.
So he needs to not donate, do his homework, because the brother can find a random donor, but he needs to respect his wife. Like, that's his life partner. Maybe she doesn't understand his wanting to do it, or maybe she's like me and she knows that people take advantage of him. So she's like, no.
That's interesting.
They can find someone else.
No, it's an interesting thought on that. Thank you, Mary. I have one other question that goes unanswered as well, and I will ask that question, and we won't be able to answer it, just so you know. But there is still one other question in my mind on this. Gabe, you side with the wife on this.
Yes, I do. Personally, you see the brother, it may be a lot, but you only see him occasionally, the wife you live with.
Oh yeah, wife. Like Chet said earlier, the wife's got to come first.
Yeah, you married her for a reason. You didn't marry your brother.
I have a couple of different reasons. Number one, what if you waste the good stuff on your brother's kid, and he's the valedictorian and goes to Harvard, and your kid later is a dope,
eats paste.
And secondly, because they don't have any kids, I'll go back to softball. Chet, if I bring to the softball game a brand new bat, you're not going to swing my bat before I swing my bat. I swing my bat first because it's my bat. I paid for it. After I've done that, I'll let my buddies use the bat.
It's true.
So until my bat provides my wife with a home run, a.k.a. a child, nobody else gets to have a child, or nobody else gets to hit a home run off of my bat. Do you see what I'm saying?
You are sharp today, brother.
You see what I'm saying?
You are sharp.
I get what you're saying, but I would totally share my bat. Doesn't matter if I had swung it yet.
That's what's wrong with America, is the sharing of bats.
It's too much sharing of bats and the expectation that you should be sharing your bat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.